Oh, hi, Brandon. It's Tina from Local Splash. I think the phone cut off when she tried to transfer to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hi. What can I do for you?
Hi, I missed your call. Trying to remember what we talked about.
Okay.
So I got a message. I got your voicemail.
Yes.
About late payment, and I had an email saying I was going to be charged also on February 25th, another $150. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, so after the initial term, it converts to a month-to-month subscription. So if you recall, at first you had 3 months for $700, right? And now it converted to the month-to-month where it's $149 a month. So your billing date is the 25th of each month. But I can adjust that for you if you like. So, you know, once we get the past due amount collected, I could push the next one out 30 days because I never like somebody to have two payments within the same month, right? So let's say that you can take care of the January 25th payment now. I could then push the next one out to March 4th, and that would prevent you from having two payments within the same month.
Yeah. Okay. So last week spoke, I think you said you were going to make some adjustments on my account to try and get me some better results, right?
No, that wasn't me. When I talked to you, you just said that Abraham told you that your billing was supposed to be $149, not $199. So I told you that I would honor it and I adjusted it for you. And so, you know, you said you needed a little bit more time. So I told you that I would follow up with you regarding the payment. So that's usually all I do is the billing. What kind of adjustment?
I can cover that past due amount.
Yes.
I realize, you know, we agreed all that and, that's fine. But,
yeah, and then I can send those adjustments to the revisions department if you like, and they can get that done. But you're going to be honest, was there a problem with the account or something? Or?
No, there's not a problem with the account. There's a problem with the results, though. You know, I'm paying this money, and I'm really not getting any results from it.
I see.
I haven't got any reliable leads. I remember when we were speaking on the phone, I told you I get a lot of phone calls, but they're just potential scammers or they're your competitors trying to get me to switch over. And I realize this marketing thing, you know, it's one or the other. The grass isn't necessarily greener, but I'm not getting any results. But I can't be paying for nothing. I'm a small business. It's just me. So
right. So thank you for explaining that to me. What I'll do is I'll have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account so that if there's any revisions that they can make that will give you better results, they'll perform those behind the scenes. Also, I'm going to have them ramp up the weekly posts for you. That will give you some more traction on Google. And then on your end, you're doing excellent in the reviews department because, you know, I see that you have two reviews that were posted back to back on December 26th. Try to, rather than getting, you know, two five-star reviews back to back and then nothing since then, try to kind of spread them out and get a five-star here and there because sometimes that looks suspicious to an end user. You know, if somebody gets, you know, a couple of five stars in a row and then nothing since. But I'll send you the review generator email again, and if you could get another five-star here and there, that also will help you out tremendously. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So have I been a customer since September now?
Yes, you've been a customer since September. That is correct.
Okay. So in that amount of time, mm-hmm. It's now February,
mm-hmm.
I've gotten one good lead. One.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. Usually it's the second month that you really see the program pop and it starts coming to full fruition. I don't know, because all I do is, you know, like I say, I'm in billing, but sometimes a Google page takes longer to set up, or Google needs to do extra video verifications and stuff like that. I don't know if that was the case with you, but I can tell you that now that you're ranking and, you know, you've had, was that one good lead recent, or was it a little bit far back, like a few months ago, or when was it?
It's been about a month ago that I got the one good lead. But
about a month ago, okay.
Cents.
Mm-hmm.
So once I pay this, that's mm-hmm. $850, and I have another bill due soon.
Well, no, I'm going to push that
$1,000.
I'm going to push that one out to March 4th, so you'll have another full month. But remember, Brandon, you're on a month-to-month subscription. So if for any reason you're not satisfied, you know, within this next month, no problem. Call us before March 1st, and we can cancel it out, and you won't have any further charges. But I'm confident with these revisions that we're going to put in place, and with you getting a couple of more five-star ratings here and there, I'm confident that you're going to see better results, and you're probably going to want to keep it. You know what I mean?
Do you have the data of the last time you called me? Was that a week ago, or?
It was that? Yes. I put a note in here that you and I talked on January 29th. So yeah, that was about a week ago.
About a week ago. Okay. Because you told me the same thing then, that you were going to have somebody review it for revisions.
Right, but I probably told you once we get the payment up to speed, we were going to do that, because they don't do any revisions when an account's in a past due status. So I apologize if I didn't make that clear. Maybe you thought they were going to do it right away, you know, and they only do it once the payment's up to speed. So, yeah, that's probably an error on my part. So I'm sorry if I didn't have the card number ready.
Go ahead. I definitely like to take care of my past due. $150,
yes.
Right?
Yep, just $149 flat.
Okay, so 4815.
Okay.
8810.
Got it.
1393.
Okay.
9707.
Okay.
Expires January 2030.
And the code?
259.
259. Okay. Still the Crystal Street for the billing address on this card, or is it different?
Same.
Okay. So now, okay, good. I got the green light on the payment. So I'm pushing that next billing out to March 4th, just so that you get another full month. And then I already sent you that review generator email. So did you use that one initially when you got those two reviews back-to-back in December, or was that just a fluke?
I don't remember. I might
okay.
have used it.
You might have. Okay.
I know you explained to me, you know, to space out the reviews, or it looks like a scam, but I haven't gotten any leads to get a review for.
Thank you for actually bringing that up. I'm so glad that you brought that up, because you don't have to send it to somebody that came from Google or even somebody that came as a result of this program. You can send it to any of your past clients or even anyone that can vouch for your business. Let's say that it's a friend or a relative that can, you know, vouch that Xterra Construction is a, you know, valid business in the area. You know, so anybody can go on there and fill out a review for you. What I always say is don't have them, you know, lie and say, oh, he came out and did a bunch of work for me that was phenomenal, if you didn't, you know, if they're your friend or something. But they can say, you know what, Brandon has so many years of industry expertise, and don't hesitate to call him. He's a valid business in the area. All of that is true if they know you. You know what I mean? And they can absolutely fill that out. So that's what I mean.
Well, I'm hoping these revisions make a difference, because $1,000 for one phone call is a bit excessive, and it's not a good business model.
I agree. Yeah, and our goal is never for someone to spend $1,000 for one phone call. And the good news is you have some more time on the back end now for us to, you know, get this going, you know, stronger for you. Then, you know, the reason I just kind of recommended spreading out the reviews is sometimes people go gung-ho with that email and they'll send out like 50 all at once. And then, you know, they get 10 reviews overnight and then nothing since. So if you start thinking like, hey, I might have 10 buddies that I can send this to or 10 past clients, rather than sending them all at once, just send a couple here and a couple there, and then that would help you to kind of spread them out. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I'm going to get on it. I'm sending that department the notes right now to kind of ramp up the weekly posts and do those performance checks. So if you have any questions on how to use that reviews email, feel free to call us. But for now, you're all good to go. And like I said, you're paid in full until March 4th.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. All right. Thank you for taking care of that, and have a great rest of your week too, okay?
You too.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.